With the 2022 Sports Year in Review, I'm Greg Ray. In February, two Emporia High athletes earned state championships. A new athletic director was selected at Emporia High, and Emporia State's athletic director announced his retirement. Emporia High diver Braxton Higgins was a repeat 5-1A state diving champion. He finished over 74 points in front of the second place finisher.
This one feels pretty good. I felt pretty good going into it, and I'm just glad I could secure it. On Friday, the three I had, I scored really well on those. That made my lead just bump up pretty much a lot, so I was pretty happy with those ones. Feels pretty good to me. I'm just looking forward to next year already, trying to figure out some dives and stuff.
It was the fourth consecutive year that an Emporia High diver won the 5-1A state championship. Reed Slayton won the state titles in 2019 and 2020. Emporia High wrestler Zarek Tung-Jarunkle was the 2022 5A 145-pound state wrestling champion. Tung-Jarunkle won his final match 3-1, defeating Gabe Mackey of Andover. Tung-Jarunkle also clinched his 100th career victory with the win.
Whole lot of pressure, but I'm glad I carried away with the win and got my 100th career win. Got to keep the train rolling. Got to keep going. Got to keep winning.
Emporia High took seven wrestlers to state. Lucas Hayline at 126. Bobby Trio at 195 went 2-2. Braxton Malone at 106. Jesse Alteris at 170. And Davian White at 182 were 1-2. And Josiah Bradley at 205 pounds went 0-2. Head coach Brickman Trottle says the future is bright for Emporia High Wrestling.
Now we got experience, right? We've got all seven guys coming back. We've got some other additions coming, you know. It's good. I mean, you look at Logan Anderson, 120 this year, right? Beat the Manhattan kid in 6A, pinned him, and we didn't even make it to state here. You know what I mean? He'll be here next year. You know, just little things like that we're adding to the team. We're going to have some depth next year. And, I just hope that the kids club, they get to see this and kind of want to follow it, right? You know, so that's our goal, is to be leaders for them.
The Emporia High girls wrestling team had three wrestlers place at the 5-6A state tournament. Senior Maddie Griffin finished in second place at 126 pounds.
I think I gave it my all this season, and I left it all out there. And I'm proud of myself. Couldn't be any more proud of my family. My family and my wrestling family. I mean, I just go out there with the goal of making everybody proud. And it's just been an honor to be a part of the team.
Maddie Griffin, during the season, picked up her 100th career victory. Sophomore Virginia Munoz finished in second place at 138 pounds.
Honestly, overall, I feel like I did pretty well because Sean put us in a lot of the hard tournaments. I got third a lot this season, which I wasn't used to. So during the season, I was a little upset, but we talked about it, and I realized it really did help me in the end. Obviously, I placed second.
Senior Megan Olson finished fourth at 235 pounds.
I feel really good about today. This was probably the hardest tournament I've ever been to. I met the goal that I set out for myself at the beginning of the year, end of last season. I feel very, very fortunate being an Emporia High School wrestler. I have made so many memories, and I wouldn't have ever had this experience anywhere else. And I'm just so thankful that this has been my team for the last 3 years.
As a team, Emporia High finished in sixth place. Dodge City was a state champion. Two Emporia High bowlers, Olivia Bechter and Darby Hoff, qualified for state. The two have been best friends since they were young. Olivia Bechter said both qualifying for state was special.
It means quite a bit. It's a huge accomplishment. To be able to go with friends is very exciting. Placing top 20 is definitely in my goals, but mainly just focusing on getting each individual game pretty high and picking up spares.
Darby Hoff called it a great opportunity.
I think it's really exciting. It's a great opportunity to be able to go to state, especially with my friends. My goal at state is place top 20, picking up every single spare. I think this season, one thing that's really improved is spares, working on spares, getting spares picked up. It's really exciting. Grateful for the opportunity.
Darby Hoff would finish 25th. Olivia Bechter finished 42nd at the 5-1A state bowling tournament. Emporia State's Jenna Ramsey would finish in 10th place in the 5,000-meter run at the NCAA Division II Indoor Track and Field Championships. She did finish with a school record time of 16:14:40. Ramsey also earned two championships at the MIAA Indoor Championship. She won the 3,000-meter run and the 5,000-meter run in both meet record times. She had the fastest times going into both races.
I'm hoping to go for some fast times in both events, lower my PRs, and see how far up I can get on the indoor list so it's comfortable to get into nationals. I can't be upset with PRs. They're times that are quicker than I ever thought I'd be running. But I always want to see where I can push myself and see if I can get just slightly better times to make sure that I'll make it into nationals.
Emporia High announced the selection of Bo Welch as the next athletic director and assistant principal. Bo Welch was the boys' basketball coach and a physical education teacher at Emporia High. He called it an honor.
It's a great honor to, you know, to serve our school, serve our, you know, our staff, our students, and our community. You know, so in that aspect, it's very exciting, and we're ready to, you know, to get moving forward with that. You know, on the other hand, you know, it's hard knowing that there's not many, you know, games left, probably coaching, you know, for me. So, I got a lot of good guys that, we really care about, and, it's going to be a change. So, from that part of it, it was difficult.
Bo Welch replaced Curtis Simons, who retired after the school year. In early March, Emporia State Athletic Director Kent Weiser announced that he would retire effective July 1st. Weiser was the athletic director at Emporia State for 23 years.
I've been thinking about this for the last couple of years. It's important for me if you're going to do a job, do it well. And I think this job requires a lot of energy, mental and physical. And I had to be honest with myself to say, how long can I keep giving, all I've got? The coaches and the student athletes deserve somebody that can go full bore, feel good that, that this is the direction we're going to go.
Under Weiser's leadership, Emporia State won 25 MIAA regular season team championships and 18 tournament championships. Every Hornet program made an appearance in the NCAA championships, with a total of 126 national placements, 11 top 8 finishes, 6 top 4 finishes, 4 championship game appearances, and the 2010 Women's Basketball National Championship. Emporia State teams finished in the top 20 of Division II in 11 different sports while Weiser was the athletic director. With 2022, the sports year in review, I'm Greg Ray.